The singer, rapper, and producer known as M.I.A. had one of the most celebrated debut CDs of 2005. Critics and fans went wild for her blend of revolutionary rhetoric, musical touches from around the world, and explosive club beats. They've waited 2 years for the follow-up. Well, it's out today. It's called Kala, and critic Oliver Wang says it's even more adventurous than her debut.
Kala is not another facile attempt at so-called world music fusion. True, M.I.A. does mix in everything from Bollywood bass lines to Baltimore club beats to Australian Aboriginal didgeridoo, but these are far more than showy stamps in a sonic passport.
First of all, I want to say, I don't really know where you act that way. My name is Maya, and people always say, I act kind of strange like a Dubo way. I like fish and mango pickle. When I climb trees, then feed them tickle. I'm broke this month, didn't pay rent. I had to jump town and the money's all spent.
At a time when globalization is both dissolving and reinforcing national identities, M.I.A.'s music speaks from a blurry borderland through a lingua franca of agitated, propulsive pop. The energy should be familiar to restless youth almost anywhere. Happily enough, some of the recurring sounds that shout out from the album are the voices of children.
My name is Kay from Wakanda Street. I walk and still beat the beat. When it grows here, I shake a leg. This is my rhyme and that's what I said.
Almost all of the voices on Kala were recorded in different cities. India, Trinidad, Angola, more than half a dozen locations around the world. On her first CD, M.I.A. imported the sounds of Sao Paulo favelas and Kingston shanty towns into her studios. With Kala, she went mobile, making it a point to record on location as much as possible. The noisy clash of voices and rhythms makes Kala sound like it's from everywhere and nowhere at once. Cutting through these contrasting styles is the thin blade of M.I.A.'s voice, all insistent yelps, slurring syllables, and British brogue. She favors repeated couplets that turn her lyrics into a rhythm of their own, as much a part of the sonic fabric as the howling synthesizers and gunshot drum rolls. M.I.A. rhymes with the swaggering bravado of a street rapper who favors bandoliers over bling. Parse the songwriting, though, and the sensibility awkwardly falls somewhere between party girl and guerrilla fighter. The message lacks cogency, but her hooks are potent, even when they sound nursery rhyme inspired. Hands up, guns out, represent the world town. Even if her politics may not prove as deep as her rhythms, the scope of her musical ideas and focus of her execution have both improved over the last 2 years. Her debut rolled in on a wave of hype, but with Kala, M.I.A. shows that she's a tidal force all her own.
Oliver Wang is a music critic and scholar in Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.